Hey, this is Missy L with a very special episode of Cassettes and Chocolate Milk. In August 2013, I launched the Consequential Lyrics Project. The project involved creating podcasts, expanding on the stories we extract from pop lyrics. I made shows talking about my personal associations with the lyrics of Queen, The Beatles, Depeche Mode, The Pet Shop Boys, The Smiths, Erasure and Roxette, but I also asked some fantastic musicians, writers, broadcasters, and fans of CNCM to submit their own consequential lyrics for a final show. It was a challenging project for me in many ways. It grew from a failed radio documentary about Freddie Mercury's lyricism and attitude towards creativity more generally. As you'd expect, I couldn't get a proper read on him, and his perpetual evasiveness and flippancy in interviews not only made me feel extremely annoyed, but also made me reevaluate the emphasis of the project. In doing so, it made me take responsibility for my own personal relationship with music. Lyrics can be poetic naturally, but when you have a willingness to expand on personal meaning, describing how it makes you feel connected to places and people you've loved and lost, it can create another dimension that's quite moving and faithful to the lived experience. Increasingly, I find that if we don't properly document these feelings, they can just pass and fade with time. So 10 years on, and for Cassettes and Chocolate Milk podcast 74, I thought it would be interesting to do an episode dedicated to consequential lyrics. Have musical affinities changed? Are lyrical preoccupations persisting? Has there been any sort of growth at all? Who's to say? Of course, if you were inspired by any of the stories from this pod, I encourage you to submit your own consequential lyrics in MP3 format to consequentiallyrics, one word, @gmail.com, because I will be making an episode made up of fan contributions. It needn't be lengthy or extravagant, just you talking about a story about a personal connection to lyrics. If you can include the artists, some of the lyrics, that'd be great. So I'll kick off the pod with Isn't It Midnight from Fleetwood Mac's 1987 album Tango in the Night. Now, perhaps the most significant thing that's happened in the last decade is moving to London in 2015. This has resulted in some kind of a split life between Melbourne and London, where on some psychic and emotional level, I'm attempting to live in both places at once. The words go, well, isn't it midnight on the other side of the world? Do you remember the face of a pretty girl? And of course, the question of what's happening over there continually lingers, but there's also that question of whether you're actually remembered.
Yeah.
The next song, I'd Really Love to See Tonight by England Dan and John Ford Coley, really embodies my early English life, living and working at a shambolic youth hostel in Bloomsbury. I was on night reception and I quickly formed ties with my favourite guests, and I'd yearn for their return long after they'd check out. What's really curious about these lyrics is this insistence upon a lack of emotional investment. I'm not sure if I buy it. I'm not talking about moving in and I don't want to change your life, but there's a warm wind blowing the stars around, and I'd really love to see you tonight.
Hello, yeah, it's been a while, not much. How about you? Not sure why I called. I guess I really just wanted to talk to you. And I was thinking maybe later on we could get together for a while. It's been such a long time and I really do miss your smile. I'm not talking about moving in and I don't. To see you tonight. We could go walking through Windy Park, take a drive along the beach, or stay at home and watch TV. You see, it really doesn't matter much to me. I'm not talking about moving in. Change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing the stars around, and I'd really love to see you tonight. I won't ask for promises, so you don't have to lie. We've both played that game before. Say I love you, then say goodbye. I'm not talking about moving. Don't wanna change your life, but there's a warm wind blowing the stars around, and I'd really love to see you tonight. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't wanna change your life, but there's a warm wind blowing the stars around, and I'd really love to see you tonight. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life, but there's a warm window.
Desire Me, the glorious 1957 B-side from Sam Cooke, accompanied a trip to Salzburg in 2016, and I marvelled at how well it captured this yearning for requitedness. Desire me, as I desire you. Desire me and want me, that's all I ever ask of life, that you will someday come to me and say you love me as I love you. It's lovely and ineffectual and simplistic in many ways, suggesting that desire will cure all, and of course, it just loops eternally without any sort of resolution.
Desire me, as I desire you. Desire me and want me. That's all I'll ever ask of life, that you will someday come to me. Say that you love me as I love you. Desire me and tell me that you are mine and mine alone. Desire me and love me and be the queen upon my throne. For I will always worship you, no matter where you go or what. One and only one girl will do. So now the time has come, and I know that you're the one, and all that I will ever want is you. So desire me, that's all I'll ever ask of you. Desire me and love me, and tell me that you want me too, for nothing else will matter in the world, as long as I am close to you. comes a time in the life of every boy when one and only one girl will do. So now the time has come, and I know that you're the one, and all that I will ever want is you. So desire me, that's all I'll ever ask. As I am close to you, nothing else will matter, darling, if I'm close to you. Please, please tell me I'll always be close to you.
I heard Artifice by Soane in a vintage clothes shop in Ghent in 2017, and it became a fixed association with that time and space, alongside Kiri by Mr. Mister and I Started a Joke by the Bee Gees. The lyrics, "Is it over? Did it end while I was gone?" lend themselves to questions about when a relationship really dismantles and how difficult it is to detect the moment when someone changes their mind. In 2017, I saw the Norwegian artist Niels Back perform at the ICA in London. His moving performance of this song, Glimpse of Hope, obliterated my heart. It's a song which hangs onto romantic hope in such a curious way, in such a naturalistic way. Talk to my friends about you the way you were last night. Was it only me who felt that you were staring into my eyes? The lyrics constantly rely on friends to corroborate a certain reality and a version of events. There's an external need to confirm that love, but instead it's They say I'm deranged to even want to have you back in my life. It's gaslighting on an industrial scale, but in 2017, that term really wasn't in very common parlance.
Give a glimpse of hope and I move back to start. I saw a glimpse of your heart. And suddenly my walls come stumbling down. It was the look you gave me when we said goodbye. It showed a glimpse of your heart. Again it made me long for what couldn't last. Talk to my friends about you the way you were last night. Was it only me who felt that you were staring into my eyes? Staring into my eyes. Talk to my friends about you the way you were that night. They say that I'm deranged to even want to have you back in my life. I want you back in my life. You're busy working all night. I've texted you but still there is no reply. I walked around your block like nearly every night. I check if you are online. Go to places where I know you've been hanging out. Talk to my friends about you the way you were last night. Was it only me who felt that you were staring into my eyes? Staring into my eyes. Talk to my friends about you the way you were that night. They say that I'm deranged to even want to have you back in my life. I want you back in my life. Oh, I'm still waiting. Of truth and I am back to start. I saw you with that tall guy and suddenly my world comes tumbling down. It was the kiss you gave him when you said goodbye. It broke a piece of my heart. Again it made me long for another life.
He doesn't like it when I cry, 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 and now he's gone, so I'm crying all the time. Alexandra Saviour's Crying All the Time is a magnificently gloomy ode to depression, but for me, it seems so terribly tongue-in-cheek. The scenario suggests that crying is some sort of a consciously chosen activity, and yet his denial of her emotion, his ultimate abandonment of her, is a very telling scenario, a more compelling picture where she is punished for expressing the true extent of her grief. Are they actually attractive by Boy Junior is hilarious because it's true. Are they actually attractive or do they just have cool tattoos? Are they actually attractive or do they just hold leftist views? Are they actually attractive or do they just know how to skate? Are they actually attractive or do they not reciprocate? What's great about it is that it pulls out these understandably confusing cultural signifiers. Choose your poison, height or good eyebrows.
Or do they just have colorful hair?
Are they actually attractive?
Or do they just play in a band?
Are they actually attractive?
Or do they just wear vintage clothes?
Are they actually attractive?
Or did they just pierce their nose?
Are they actually attractive?
Attractive.
Are they attractive or are they taller than I am? Are they actually attractive or do they just grade your exams? Are they actually
Emma Pollock's If Silence Means That Much to You has the capacity to be infused with all sorts of meanings and messages. So why then the phone call, the torrent of words that dismissed the past decades and deemed them absurd? There's lots of gaps in this conflict, at least enough to squeeze yourself into the scenario. There's nothing that I wouldn't do to remedy this thing for you. If silence means that much to you, then I promise to keep silent too. It touches not only on the complicity of silence, but also the resignation of the scenario. It's a silence that was never asked for, but it's a silence that will make them happy.
We live for the greater, we live for the good, at least that's what I thought she understood. So why then the phone call, the torrent of words that dismissed the past decades and deemed them absurd? And what did you think about with her?
To keep silent too.
released in 1972, Jim Croce's A Long Time Ago is perhaps a suitable way to end this episode of CNCM. We spent the whole night talking. You'd said you'd like to see the sunrise, but in the gold of morning was nothing I had not seen in your eyes. For me, it's a throwback to the nighttime hostel life, staying up late, talking nonsense and sharing songs. I didn't know this song then, but it's become a sweet retrofit and a plaintive ode to another kind of life. If you're at all inspired to share your consequential lyric, please email consequentiallyrics@gmail.com, all one word. Otherwise, please come back to cassettesandchocolate.blogspot.com for more essays and pods. Thanks so much for listening.
Seems like such a long time ago, I was walking on a lonely road, getting tired of dreaming alone, like all the lonely people I had known. Seems like such a long time ago, there was no one who would share my song. I was just a boy far from home, but I became a man when you came along. We spent the whole night talking, you said you'd like to see the sunrise, but in the gold of morning was nothing that I had not seen in your eyes. Mm-hmm. I was so afraid to touch you, thought you were too young to know, so I just watched you sleeping. Then you woke and said to me, the night is cold, it frightens me, I could sleep so easy next to you. Wasn't very long ago, you said that you would like to share my road. Then you started singing my song, you said so many nights are waiting, let's not spend a moment's wasting time, cause we have very far to go. I will go if you will take me, I have never had a lover, I am young but I am so alone. We spent the whole night talking, but in the gold of morning